You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Joining us right now, you know him, you hear him here all the time on WMAL. Cal Thomas is with us, author, syndicated columnist, juggler. He does it all. Cal, good morning.
Hey, Mary, I was just juggling this morning. How nice of you to notice.
Three cups of coffee without spilling a drop at all.
That's right.
Cal, wanted to talk to you about what's going on with these terror attacks in London. We're finding out now that at least two of the men were known to British intelligence and law enforcement. We know that one of the suspects, the third one, had been stopped and questioned in Italy, hadn't been charged with any crime, but Italian officials said that they shared their suspicions about him with British authorities. There's video of one of them with an ISIS flag. And what happened? How did the British authorities allow these guys to just walk around?
Well, it's political correctness on steroids, Mary. I mean, they telegraphed what they were going to do. I mean, they telegraphed it more effectively than if they'd sent an actual telegraph to the authorities in Britain. Do we still have telegraphs? I don't know. but this is a problem that is not only extant in the UK, but in the US too. You know, if it walks like a terrorist and talks like a terrorist and behaves like a terrorist, then it's a terrorist. I think the most incredible line I heard, I'm quoting it in my column tomorrow, came from Mark Rowley, who is the Assistant Commissioner for Special Operations of the Metropolitan Police Service in London. He rejected any blame for missing this. He said, quote, "In the work looking backwards that we have done so far, I've not seen anything that shows a poor decision has been made." Well, I'm suggesting you go see his eye doctor for a checkup. What are you talking about? They practically said, "We're going to kill people," and you did nothing.
You know, one of the terrorists, Cal, of course, as you mentioned, starred in a terrorist documentary, and yet nothing happened. I want to know, what does Theresa May mean when she says that the country needs to have embarrassing conversations related to fighting terrorism? Because if she was referring to what we're talking about, it would mean being a lot more honest about the terror threat than allowing political correctness to stifle that conversation.
Well, you're absolutely right. I mean, this is like one of those loops in television where the pictures are shown, the same picture over and over again. We see the same thing, the terrorist attack. People show up with flowers and signs saying, "Love conquers hate." Apparently the terrorists haven't gotten that message. And then we have thoughts and prayers from leaders, more thoughts in this increasingly secular UK than prayers, but nevertheless. And then we have statements from the political leadership, "We need to take a tougher approach, but we shouldn't discriminate." Well, look, these terrorists are slipping in among other legitimate immigrants and refugees. They're using our Constitution. They're using our way of life against us. They're using the notion of pluralism and tolerance and religious freedom, none of which they believe in. Now, if this continues, and apparently it is, we're going to see more of these things, not only in Europe, but increasingly here, as the Director of National Intelligence has warned us.
Cal, you know, that moves on to my next question, which is, you know, we look at what's happening in Europe, and a lot of terror experts point to it as this is a warning sign of what the United States could face in a decade, or maybe even sooner, if we sort of allow these progressive ideals of tolerance and just totally disparate multiculturalism, lack of assimilation, to take hold in the United States. Does that concern you?
It concerns me greatly. I mean, years ago, you had a guy who was a member of Parliament called Enoch Powell. I think it was 1963. He made a speech on the floor of the British Parliament. It came to be known as Rivers of Blood. Now, he was denounced as a racist and a bigot and all those other code words that they use to silence people who have a strong message. But his message was that we cannot let waves of immigrants into our country without assimilating them, without teaching them British values, without them embracing British values and our way of life. And he was absolutely right in 1963. But look, if you've got a cup of coffee there and you pour water into that cup of coffee and you keep pouring water into the coffee, pretty soon the coffee will be replaced by the water. And that's the major concern, I think, not only in Europe, but increasingly here in the U.S. This is why President Trump wants to do the extreme vetting. A lot of these countries where these immigrants are coming from, they don't have records, they don't have birth certificates, they don't have other information. And all the president wants to do is say, well, let's have a 90-day hold so we can properly vet these people and find out what their intentions are. That's not bigotry. That's self-preservation.
Are we ready to have this uncomfortable conversation?
Well, we better be, or somebody's got to ask the question, how many more dead have there to be before we take the steps that are necessary? I mean, I'm saying in my column tomorrow, is it going to take the death of a high-profile politician's loved one to spur governments to take the necessary steps to fight this war? This is a war. They're not going to be mollified, these terrorists. They're not going to come here and say, oh, look at this. There's a synagogue, and there's a church, and there's a mosque all in the same block. Isn't this a wonderful country? No, they see that as an opportunity to kill people. We're infidels. They have a religious mandate, they think, to kill us. A secular infidel diplomat is not going to be able to sit across the table for them and to negotiate in a way that's going to make them lay down their arms or stop their intended goals. That's just a fact. You got to believe them what they say. You got to believe them for what they do. And politicians who are blind to this are putting their countries in jeopardy.
You know, I'm quoting somebody here. I'll see if you can guess who I'm quoting. If there's even one thing we can do, if there's just one life we can save, we've got an obligation to try.
Yeah, well,
that's President Obama in reference to gun violence. Yet here we deal with terrorism, and we barely try the things that we should be.
Well, here's the thing, Vince. The Trump administration is working off a list of dangerous people in dangerous countries that was compiled by the Obama administration. This isn't something that the Trump administration has come up with. They've only been in office a few months. They're using the Obama list, and yet they're being criticized. If you politicize this, you guarantee that more people are going to be killed.
Cal, thank you so much for joining us. It woke us up this morning. We really appreciate it. We look forward to speaking with you again.
Shot out of a cannon.
Have a great day.